Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim, and we say for Ein Ayav, Marana Ramzitzel, and this shiur should be a special schus for Elisha Chanina, Ben Yedid Nafshi, Harav Aaron Avram, and we are in the Ein Ayav, page 35. In the previous shiur, we learned the story of a certain Talmud that learned a lot of Mikra and Mishnah. He was Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim. And he died, b'chatzi yamav, he only lived half of life expectancy. And his wife took his tefillin, she went to the Bate Knessios and Bate Midrashos, and she said, it says in the Torah, Kiyuch Hayecha Veruch Yamecha, my husband learned a lot, he was Mishona Harbe, Kara Harbe, he was Mishamish Tamina Chamin, why did he die b'chatzi yamav? And nobody answered her. One time, says Eliyahu Anavi, I went to visit her, and she told me the whole Maisa. And I told, and I asked her a question, a pointed question, very personal question. Bimeni dusach ma'u etzlech? Did he come close to you when you were nida? She said, Chas shalom, never touched me, even with a small finger. What about bimeli bunech, the 7 clean days? And she said, no, he ate with me, drank with me, slept close to me. And I said, Baruch hamakom shaharago. Blessed is the God who took him. Shlanasa panam l'Torah, because the Torah says, "Velisha ebanidas tumasa lo sikrav," and he wasn't mekayim what the Torah says, so it was coming to him. Anyway, there are obviously many, many wonders in this story, and that's what we're here to learn, to understand. And then the Gemara is straight with it. You know, this woman has a question on Kadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat in the world, and then the answer is given. I don't know why he went right there to that halacha, but we're going to see him, Mirtz Hashem. We're going to learn a lot of important ideas that are designed to help us become better people. So we learned that Meis B'chatzi Yamav. What's Pshat Chatzi Yamav? It doesn't say how old he was. Say he was 36, 28, 49. Well, what's Chatzi Yamav? Half of his days. Omer Arav, Yamav Shel Adam Omdim Lehechalek L'chatzaim. Man's days can be split up into two. Amechza rishon etzarchu l'shtalim la'atzmo. Begidulo agufni v'achomri v'achakach ha'torani ha'ini v'amusari. So the first half, you're supposed to perfect yourself. You're supposed to grow physically. And then after your body starts to get bigger, then you start to learn. You learn manners. Say please, thank you, to be honest, to tell the truth. First part of your life is you, your personal growth. The second part of your life, Amnam Rui Kvar Shiachel Lashpia Al Mashe Chutzlo. This is a time when you're supposed to be Mashpia on what's outside of you. L'hanik mituvo et atzirim imenu l'man yuchlu gamhem l'lechet b'orach yishara. You can't just keep it for yourself after you've reached half of your days. Now you have to pass it on to the next generation, to the young people. Vine yeshnam anashim sheshchitu darkam afilu berech atzmam ve'inam ruyim afilu chayim shalom ha'chatzit rishonah. Some people have corrupted their path to such an extent that even their own value has been ruined, and they're not even worthy of the first half of life. Ve'al zeh ne'amar, for this we have a pasuk in Tehillim, pasuk yadua, anshei damim u'mirma lo yechzu yameim. Those people of blood and falsehood will not even reach half of their days. So we have this Meis B'chatzi Yamav. The Rav says you got to split life up into two parts. First part of life is personal growth. And the second part of life is teaching others. Some people aren't even growing themselves. So, Nebuch, it's their time. Obviously, we can't explain any specific instance. That's already Sodos of Hashem. But as a general idea, Amnam Osel Talmud Chacham Shalafi Aroi La'atzmu Hishlim Chuko V'Chisor Nimsebo Shebegloa Huay Aroi Lamus Hu Lo Lefiarach Shepol Adavar La'atzmu Kim Lefiarach Shepula Shel Hanhagazos Me'adam Rashim Kazet Uchalifol Ala Asit. So this person, if he made it till half of his days, it means that as far as he was concerned, he was Beseder. He lived the way he was supposed to be living. But it was the hashpah that such a person is going to have, the influence, the impact that such a person is going to have on the later generations, which necessitated his early demise. Therefore, he is fitting to live only half of his days. Umnam. Hamechza shnei shavur ador haba b'shvil hashpa sh'roi lo lashpi al hasovim osov abnei ador tzirin sham ha'yocholot says harisos gedolos l'fi aridishim l'kablim. It's dangerous. The second half, now he's going to be mashpi on the next door in a negative way. Terrible destruction can come from that. Yisrachiv peretz katan mezgala b'mashpia. This little bit of a breach in the mashpia is going to cause a tremendous breach in the later generations. Alkein meis b'chatzi yomav. That's why he died half of his days. Laman teis smokom limud lezulasa lasser imok shem avos aleches brochaim. In order that others should be able to be removed from this minefield of death and to go in the path of life. So that's the chatzi yomav. For himself, he was okay, but we didn't want him being mashpia on the next generation. Continues the Gemara that his wife took his tefillin, interestingly enough, and she went to the shuls in the Batei Medrash. Lefamim, yesh adam shimshu korei v'shoine, gam isham ishim v'chaim, mekom kom tchunasu apnimis yikol kachura, ad shiruchoi zor l'tor v'yirat Hashem. Some people, they learn mikra, they learn mishnah, they're even mishamish tamid hachamim, he's my rav, I hear shiur by him, I bring him his cup of coffee every morning. But such a person, his internal qualities can be so evil to the point that his spirit is foreign to Torah and Yerushalayim. Azemru Chazal Zochan Asis Lazer Lazal Asis Zorala. Chazal say, Torah is called a Zer. It could be a crown. It could be foreign to you. Echtav lo Rubi Torah Sikamo Zar Nechshav. I wrote for most of my Torah and it's like foreign to him. Hosea 8:12. Another pasuk. The Rosh Hashem says to him, what are you talking about my laws for? And you're carrying my covenant on your mouth. And that corresponds, it's parallel to what it says in the Torah about tefillin, that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Hainu. That his spirit shouldn't be far into Torah Hashem. Rather, it should be placed in his depths, in his insides. Torah shouldn't be something foreign to you. It should be Torah Hashem b'ficha. It should be in your mouth. Omnam arasha, av shehoga b'Torah l'matara chitzona, einan nechneses b'pnimi yusof unoisa aleipiv aloi b'fiv. You hear the distinction? Arasha, he learns. But he learns for other reasons. He learns because if you're a good boy, and you get a pretty stern girl whose father has a lot of money. Ah, that's a different story. That's a good reason to sit and learn. That's what he thinks. But the Torah isn't coming into his pnimius. It's on his mouth. It's not in his mouth. Leman tia Torah Hashem bificha. Torah has to be in your mouth. Ularasha, Omar Elokim, Malach al Asaper Chukai. Vatisa brisi ale ficha. The Rosh Hashem says, what are you talking about my statutes for? You're carrying my covenant on top of your mouth. It's not in your mouth. It's on top of your mouth. That's the charis, that's the parallel, that's the contrast between ale ficha and bificha. Person's tefillin represents that it's in his mouth, it's in his pnimius. In Portuguese they say, segait rein in beinere rein. It goes in his bones. For those who speak Portuguese. So the Rosh is learning. He's learning Torah. He's learning Torah. He's doing well. He even knows how to do the thumb motion. You know the thumb motion that sort of goes around. I'm doing it now. We don't have a video. It's a shame. You speak to the people in charge. We'll get video. It's be difficult to have to look at me for 45 minutes. In any event, so you do it the thumb. You know the old thumb motion in the basement. He knows how to do that. But the Torah is not getting into his pnimius. V'nizeh kisharon ha'pnimi efshar la'bi'o b'safa. So this internal quality cannot be expressed verbally. And to explain how this pure person whose spirit is faithful to Torah Hashem is in the ranks, he's doing the right thing. Torah is preserved within him. How do we express that verbally? But tefillin expresses that idea, as the pasuk says, "Leman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha." Person's wearing his tefillin properly, then the outcome is supposed to be that Torah Hashem is supposed to be b'fiv. It becomes part of him. Alkein ha'isen otelas tefilav lahoras shataisa lozer lo zara lo. She took his tefillin. Torah was a crown to him. It wasn't foreign to him. He was a tefillin yid. Well, just he put it on, like, unfortunately, a lot of people, they, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, but they put on their tefillin for 2 minutes in the morning, they say their Kriya Shema, and they go on with their day. A lot of people like that. So, Baruch Hashem, we're happy they put on tefillin, we kiss them. But not everybody is so connected to their tefillin. Some people are just doing it by rote. This is what they were raised to do, whatever it is, they're afraid. But she said, no, he's a tefillin yid. He's a beficha yid. So she took his tefillin around to the Bate Medrash, to the Bate Knesses. V'nei she'elos musarios yeshnan she'misyashos api orchos ha'sech la'kara choshev ha'kroker. V'yeh she'misyashos api ha'kara har hergeshis. Shimamalufam to ufas koyach ha'sech la'kara m'shlemes ha'sabino v'mokum sh'tzorach lo'ifim ha'sech la'kanfei ha'tziur. Ethical questions, some of them are resolved based on cold logic of the investigator, of the scientist, of the thinker. And some questions are resolved in a more emotional way. You got to go above, rise above, transcend the cold intellect, and go to this world of imagination, of pictures, of regesh. What's a base kinesis? So Rav Kook answered, what's pshat? He was going with his tefillin. What's the significance of the tefillin? Now we understand, b'ficha. What's the pshat, batei medrashios and batei kinesios? Why both? And why dafka there? Why not knock on people's doors? The answer is that a base kinesis is a place of regesh, of tefillah. Beis Medrash is a place, Medrash, Doresh, to seek out, to darshan, to try to understand. It's a place of intellect. Don't get too emotional in the Beis Medrash. Chavrus is going to say, you don't know what you're talking about. You're going to start crying. You're going to go home. You're going to tell your mommy that he insulted you. He hurt your feelings. Your mommy's going to call his mommy. Not a place of, you can't be too emotional in the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is a place, you have a task here. There's a sugya, and you have to figure it out. Vos shteitas, they say in the yeshivas. What does it say here? What's written? What does this mean? That's a base medrash. Base medrash is the place of the intellect. A base kines is the place of emotion. She went to both. She wanted to go to the base kinesis in order to answer the question using emotional faculties or the base medrash. Maybe she can understand why he died young, even though he wore his tefillin, he was a tefillin yid, using intellectual faculties. Therefore, she took his tefillin to the Bate Medrashios and Bate Knesios. Wonder of wonders. Gemara continues. Bramadam kotsev etorak yochei echa verachim echa ba'al ishan harbe kor ha'ar v'shim shtim l'chom harbe b'nei mamas b'chatsi yomov. So she said that it says in the Torah that it's your life and the length of your days. My husband learned a lot. He read a lot of Mikra. He learned Mishnah, Mikra. Why do you die b'chatzi yamav? Says the Rabbah, Torah shlamas adam achayim. Torah completes a person in life. B'tu'udas achayim l'fi tzorchem la'atzmo gam orach yamim titen. Tu'udah is the purpose, the yad, the purpose of life according to their needs for itself. Torah gives us purpose in life. It also gives us orach yamim. It also allows us to fulfill our purpose for the future generation. That's what it means. זה פסוק, זה פסוק בדברים. כי הוא חייך ואורך ימיך, זאת אומרת, כי הוא חייך, it's your life. Meaning that it gives you purpose. It's the meaning of your life. It's a big thing to have meaning in your life. I don't know what I would do without it. And then orech yamim is what transcends life to the future generations. Ubebaalinish and lo arachamot kulam. So my husband was the man. He was a Torahic man. So since it's chayecha, it's long life, and it's for the future generations, not only that it gives you purpose for life, and it's lengthy days that you transcend your days, you're able to give to the future generations. Why did my husband achieve that? Why did he die? And nobody answered her. This nobody answered her is pile plus. What do you mean nobody answered her? Why? Nobody had anything to say. And if you go into a base medrash, you ask a question, you ask 500 people a question, nobody's going to have anything to say. I would say 505 people are going to answer you. In Beis Medrash, everybody has something to say. Jews have opinions. So Mir Tashem, we're going to get to the Loya Machzira Ladavar in the next Shir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach and the Moach and the means to do so. It'll mamish be amazing. So we should be Zoche, to be Tefillin Diki Yidin, to have Orech Yamim and Shnos Chaim, Mir Tashem, Simcha Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol, Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest of husbands.